a hobby horse?
Mm-hmm, that sort of thing. Something that one child gets out and plays with.
I see. Now, as something suspended from a tree or a bar that has gets to
swing.
And it, with a coal stove, a person might have a small container next to the stove to keep a...
Mm-hmm. A reservoir for water?
No. Now, this is just with a little coal stove. You might have a coal house or a coal pile out there.
Oh, and you have the coal scuttle.
Yeah.
Beside it, unless it was brass, and then it would be a coal hod.
Is that right? You distinguish the two on the...
We had a coal scuttle that came up and down from the basement, and mm-hmm. a coal hod that stayed on the fireplace.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting distinction. On a stove, the part that goes up is the thing you clean out. You clean the soot out of the...
Oh, the stovepipe.
Sure. And this has one wheel and two handles. People use it to...
A draft. Is it just a draft?
No, this is something that we're back outside again. We're going to get away from it. This has one wheel.
Oh, excuse me. I'm back on the stove.
Yeah. And this is something that you might use out in the garden or they use in construction work. It has a large bed and then two long handles that come back and one wheel in the front.
Wheelbarrow.
Sure. And a portable sharpening stone, something you'd hold in your hand.
A whetstone.
And one that would be fixed on a stand with it.
A grindstone.
All right. And you left here, you got in your
car.
Now, have you ever called that anything else?
I don't. My Uncle Charlie always called his machine, but he lived in St. Louis.
But you'd never...
I can never call it an automobile.
Okay. You'd never use the term automobile except...
In discussing, maybe, when I didn't... if we're talking about something like a display of Rolls Royce
mm-hmm.
and Bentleys, I would say those automobiles on display were very elegant.
So if you're talking about it, if you said you were going to go down and buy a new car,
uh-huh.
now would you say I'm going down to the... What would you put before a dealer?
Probably the brand
uh-huh.
name of the car rather than just car dealer.
Well, if someone just sold cars and you didn't know what kind of cars he sold, would you call him a
car dealer, I guess.
Rather than automobile dealer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when you take the car into a service station, you put it up on a... They put it up on
a grease rack.
All right. And so you'd say that he did what to the car? He...
Greased it.
All right. And the surface, you had to wash off the surface because it was...
It was greasy. All
right. And they might also change the...
Oh.
Now, what would you call it? I said service station. Would you call it a service station? See, I've got to go down to the...
Half the time, and the other time we call it a filling station.
Okay.
It just, I think the term is changing.
Uh-huh.
And we
you don't call it a gas station?
No.
Filling station?
Our service station.
Okay. And before they had electricity, people used to burn...
Kerosene, which we often call coal oil.
Did you ever make one or see one of these lamps made, just a makeshift lamp or torch made with a rag and bottle and a...
I don't think I've ever seen one. I know the principle.
Mm-hmm. And now, these tires are different, but there was a time when tires were...
Had a tube.
Yeah, what would you call that?
A tube.
Would you call any...
Oh, an inner tube of colors.
Now, if someone bought a new boat and then took it down to the water for the first time, they say they're going to...
Launch the boat.
Okay. And now would you name some different kinds of small boats that are propelled by oars rather than motors?
Oh, canoes and skiffs and...